The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You get these letters and we read them all, and they're from every conceivable situation. Families, individuals, people trying to help people, kids, old people, houses, cars, everything. There's just certain situations that there is no help available. Of all the incredible charities that are in our city, in the world, they're just people who fall through the cracks because it doesn't exist. It's just not numerous enough to make us, a charity based on it. So that's where this comes in, guys. And this one's an emergency, and it's a big number. It says, Johnny, my name is Shelby, and I work full-time. I'm also a student. I'm writing for help because I have an emergency. A few days ago, our service animal, Luna, was playing in the front yard and fell and injured her knee. We rushed her to the emergency vet and found out she needs TPLO. Now, that is tibial plateau osteotomy. So that is basically your CCL.
Okay.
You know, your ACL, and then the other one's your CCL in a dog. And it's a serious surgery. She has a dislocated kneecap and a torn CCL. Her surgery cost $3,800 just to start it. And we don't have it. I mean, who has $4,000 for your dog? That's...
Right.
In May, I was having severe headaches and was diagnosed with a brain tumor that affects my vision. It's a pituitary adenoma about the size of a large gumball. It's not cancerous, but it suppresses my adrenal gland and can cause seizures and severe drops in blood pressure. So I looked into these, and we research everything, what it is. It's a non-cancerous tumor, so most of the time it doesn't become fatal, but they can grow, and sometimes they have to take them out. But what it definitely does is it presses on places it shouldn't. And it creates all kinds of trouble. I may have to have surgery, she says, but for now, I'm on medication to regulate it. Luna is trained and certified as an alert dog for seizures and blood pressure alerts. And I love her, and I need her. I can't do without her. Thanks for reading my letter. Any help you can give, I can provide any documentation or vet estimate you would need. Shelby Graves. I started thinking about this, take the service animal part out. It's your dog.
Mm-hmm.
What wouldn't you do for your animals?
Yeah.
What wouldn't you do for Buddy? What?
I completely feel the same in our house.
And I remember my dad's dog, our dog, a golden retriever, got parvo when it was kind of a new thing back. Yeah. I mean, I was just a little kid. And we lived in Hayes, Kansas, and they're like, he's going to die. And my dad was so tore up. And we had no money. So he ended up taking him to Manhattan, Kansas here. There's a veterinary college. Mm-hmm. And then my dad would drive there every 4 days to visit this dog from Hayes. And he lived. But only because they figured out how to take him to this veterinary college. And they were doing studies on parvo at the time. And I just remember being a little kid. And all of us being so sad, just little kids, because we didn't understand. All we knew is one day we had this great dog. And then my dad is sad, which you never saw, and even tears in his eyes. And for my father, that was unheard of. Yeah. And then waiting to see if he died.
Because you just don't comprehend as a kid.
And I always remembered that because we didn't have the money to save the dog's life. And but luck and sheer determination and kindness of others, the people at that veterinary college saved him. And he lived a long life. But... Now add in the fact that you want to live, you want to be active, and if you have seizures, you're not supposed to drive, you can't go places, you can't put yourself in situations where you'll be harmed or you'll harm others, and if you have this dog, this sense of security as well, but also, hey, this is going to happen, I'm alerting you now, you need to sit down, you need to put yourself out of harm's way.
It saves your life.
Yeah.
Every single time.
And it gives you some level of normalcy that you're just... You're out in life. Let me see if we can get her. But I mean, that TPLO procedure we look into, that they break down the femur and they put a plate and hardware in there, and it's serious. And by the way, veterinarians don't do stuff on payment. They don't do the service and then let you pay them back.
Hello?
Shelby, this is Johnny. We're on the radio. Is that okay?
Yeah. How are you?
I'm good. So I was talking with Jake, and we got your letter. And, I mean, I'm super, super sorry that Luna's been hurt. What happened with her?
Well, honestly, it's a bit of an emergency. A couple days ago, she fell in the yard. She slid on some acorns, and she dislocated her knee and tore her CCL. She's going to need a surgery. It's going to be about $3,800, but it's pretty emergent because if she doesn't have it soon, it's going to get worse.
Yeah, no, I understand. And if you don't have the surgery, what ultimately happens to Luna?
Well, she's not going to be able to walk. Right now, she's just limping. Whenever she first got hurt, she yelped pretty loud, and she's just been in a lot of pain. We took her to the emergency vet pretty soon after. They've got her on some pain meds, but it's not doing much. She's still in a lot of pain.
And those she's emergency actually meds, my, go ahead.
Are pretty costly. She's also actually my service animal, so she's a lot more than just my pet.
I was reading, and it is, and that's what we were talking about, is of course you love your pet, Luna. You come to love her because you depend on her. But what people don't understand is then you add in the service animal aspect of that's how you're able to get around. You've got a situation where you've got a pituitary adenoma, and it's about the size of a gumball. Now, they're generally non-cancerous, but they can grow, and they press on parts of your brain that can cause all kinds of trouble. And for you, it gives you seizures.
Yes, exactly. And it's caused me quite a lot of issues, especially in the last year. And if it weren't for her, she's caught many of my seizures. Four in total. I honestly don't know where I would be to this day if she wasn't here, she hadn't caught them.
How bad are the seizures?
I was actually hospitalized in July for one of them. My blood pressure went to 85 over 31, and we had to go.
Yeah, and I mean,
so thank God she caught me.
Do they consider them grand mal, like that petite mal, like that size?
Similar, it's called a microadenoma, so it's honestly considered a stroke, similar, like it's called apoplexy.
Oh, sure.
It's kind of considered seizure, yeah.
I know what you're talking about, where you basically, apoplexy, it's almost catatonic.
Yes.
Yeah. So yes. You're 20, 22?
I'm 22, yeah.
Full-time student, and you got this on your own, man. That's a big bill.
It's a lot, 100%.
So tell me about Luna. What are you worried about?
My biggest thing, I'm worried about having her for the rest of my life. She's been in my life for a long time. Obviously, her being my service animal means a lot to me. But
what kind of a dog?
She's just my world. She is a husky, a Siberian husky. She is the most beautiful little girl. She's got the most beautiful blue eyes, prettiest smile, a lot of sass.
Yeah. Like, because I get it. When you're close with a dog, it's like they read your mind.
Exactly. She's my little daughter. I know you understand with your rescue. They're just your kids.
Okay. I see what we're going. And is there no other way for you to get help for your service animal? Like, there's no charity. There's no bank. There's nothing that comes with it.
I've applied for care credit. I'm waiting to hear back, but with how young I am, I'm worried. But I'm doing my best. I'm really worried about making this $3,800, though.
What is care credit?
So it's a it's similar to a credit card. It's something you can apply for veterinary bills.
Oh, listen,
you can get approved based on age.
Man, I don't know much, but I will tell you. At first thought, I wouldn't. Man, we got to not do that because it's a high risk loan. That's what people will do emotionally. People know I can front you this money, and I bet the interest rate on it is unbelievable.
32%.
You knew the second she said it, man. Yeah. Like that people will pray predatory lending. It's just
because they know you're desperate for it.
Exactly, it's absolutely terrible.
No, I can't imagine looking at a dog, an animal you love, let alone a service animal, thinking, man, I took you on. I told you I would always be there for you, that I would always take care of you.
Exactly. You'll do anything for your babies, no matter what. Yeah. You'll do even things that you wouldn't even think of doing for yourself.
Yeah. And then to feel like I can't. I don't have any way to do it. That's heartbreaking.
Exactly. And she's in so much pain. I hope that I can make her feel better.
All right. Hang on. Stay right there. All right. So you guys know where we're at with this. We've got to get $3,800 to pay for the surgery. And it has to be done fairly quickly for this animal. All right. Let's go. Amy, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning. I've got $500 that I'd like to donate.
Excellent. $500. That's out of the gate. $500. Why? I mean, that's a lot of money.
I save up all year for this. And animals are special, especially if they're, you know, service animals. That's even more.
Why are you so emotional right now?
Well, I'm a nurse and I see how healthcare is, and healthcare kind of sucks, to be honest. To get what you need, and especially there's really not much help out there for service animals, and vets aren't cheap.
You're a good lady. You know what? I'm certainly glad you're in the medical field. You have a huge heart. I love you for it.
Thank you.
U.S. Bank, tell them Hope for the Holidays, okay?
Okay.
What a girl. All right. Hey, Jeff, you're on the air.
Hey, Johnny. This is Jeff. And Tracy. We want to send $500 to her. God
damn, another five. This is fast, man. Why? $500.
We don't have any kids. We've had five dogs throughout our life, and each one is so special. And we've had to have tendons in their knees replaced and fought cancer for over a year and a half on one of them. But that's what it needs to be done.
Jeff, what? This really is emotional for you.
It is. We have a little chihuahua right now. He's got 15 years old. He's doing great. But our little Tarini before that, she had cancer and she was so strong. And we did everything we could for her. And she gave us her wonderful time of her life.
Man, I've said it before. If people could be as good to each other as animals are to us, we couldn't We couldn't live another day when we lost somebody.
Yeah, you know, exactly right. They're so special, unconditional love.
Well, I mean, it really is true. An animal will love you in a way that never makes you feel less, never makes you feel inferior, never makes you feel like maybe they'll leave you for somebody else, maybe that you're not good enough. All of our insecurities are gone with an animal. Everything good about love is there. It's 100% every time you walk through the door. And again, if people could be that good, we couldn't stand it. We couldn't live another day without somebody like that.
That is correct. And I appreciate what you do, John.
Ah, you're a good man. Thank you.
You facilitate the city, helping folks.
Man, you guys are making the difference. All right. U.S. Bank. Ah, I love you, Jeff. Stay there, man. All right. So we're 1,000 up right now.
We're 1,000 right now.
Oh, hold on. Is that Pete from Pipe Fitters, the local 533?
Yeah, that's him on 27.
Hey, Pete.
Hey, what's going on?
You just called us the other day.
We did, Chris did, and we're all still here raising money. The apprentices are kicking ass this year.
What can you do for us today, Pete?
Well, they'd like to donate $2,500 to this. We got to take care of them fur babies, man.
Dude, that is like, man, we're just about over the line here. Yeah. You, my God, $2,500 in the pipe fitters, and you gave us a few thousand the other day. Where's all this money coming from?
From the apprentices. They're still raising money as we speak, so you'll be hearing from us again.
God bless you.
Man, how come 533 has done all this?
They like to give back. I mean, we're a big family here, and then when we hear things out there, people are hurting, they like to get together and share that wealth, man.
Yeah, and I will tell you, man, I have this argument with people all the time about union, pro-union, anti-union, and I go, you don't understand who these brothers are, who what they do, more so than just work for a living and do the jobs nobody else wants to do, and hard, dangerous jobs. But you guys have always been, traditionally, unions, the amount of charity and the kindness and brotherhood you show is unlike any other thing.
That's for sure.
Well, I appreciate all you guys. 533, man. Fan 25, yep. you're the best. Hold on. All right, so Jake had just sent me a note. He said, we didn't mention it, a little dog ramp for their bed.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems ridiculous, but it'll have to be done. If we can do the surgery, then you got to have that, too. And it's like another $100 or so. I bought one. Hell, I might have a brand new one. No, I gave it to somebody. I had a brand new one. I had a brand new one at my house, and I gave it away.
I just bought one at Petco for like $100. I think it was $100, maybe $115.
For a good sturdy one.
So where are we at right now?
We're currently at $3,500, so we'd need $3,900-ish.
$3,900-ish? Okay. All right. Hey, Derek.
Hey, what's up, Johnny?
What's up, brother? We're doing great. What can I do for you?
I would like to throw in a couple hundred for this, man. I just, I'm an animal lover, dog lover myself. In the last 4 or 5 years, I've had to put 3 dogs down. I just got my dog out of surgery last night. So I know the feeling, man. And I mean, sometimes you just love them more than your kids sometimes. You know, they just can't wait till you get home. And I can feel the pain. Yeah. I can feel the pain.
You're a good man. U.S. Bank, hope for the holidays. Put that into the day, and we're going to get this handled this morning, all right?
Will do, John. Appreciate it.
Love you, brother. Thank you.
How much was he again? I'm sorry.
Two.
Two. Thank you.
All right. So we are at 36?
We're at 3,700
37.
Now. Mm-hmm.
Tammy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi.
I'd like to give $200 today.
I've got
a service pet as well, and there's nothing I wouldn't do for.
That's great. Where did your service pet? What's the what is her service?
She's for anxiety, but right. she's a part of the family.
Of course.
And
I can
imagine.
No, it's I mean, without the service part, the incredible help that these animals can give us, hell, just the love and the acceptance and the absolute heart and it is, people that live without animals, I feel bad for them. I truly feel bad
too.
For them.
They're amazing.
Yeah. No, and then you think, man, I need this animal from a seeing eye dog across the board to every imaginable disability or challenge, and the fact that they're willing, then they even if you ever watch a service animal, how literally chuffed they are to do their job. Dude, imagine that somehow, some way, they actually like helping us. I mean, it's like it's crazy. It's crazy, man.
They're loved like none other. So I would like to help her out.
Stay right there. All right, so we're there, right?
That's it. Yep, we're right there.
All right. Shelby.
Hi.
So you heard.
Hello?
Yep, I'm here. So you heard.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Sorry, I'm blubbering like an idiot right now, but I'm just, thank you.
Here's how it's going to work. We're going to talk with your vet. We're going to get the bill sent. We're going to pay the bill ahead of time so Luna can get her surgery scheduled right now. We can do it as fast as today, but we're going to pay your vet directly. And then Jake had mentioned that it would also be helpful just to get a dog ramp after the surgery. So, yeah, we're going to take care of that, too, and get you a gift certificate to PetSmart or Petco, whichever one
Thank
you want.
Thank you. That really means a lot. I really appreciate you. I really appreciate everybody who cared so much about her.
There's some good people out there.
Seriously are. It means the world.
All right. You going to be okay? Everything all right?
Yes, thank you so much. It means everything.
All right. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.